Good afternoon. We are in the calm before the storm as surface high pressure continues to stay over our region for right now. This is going to give way to dry and tranquil conditions this Sunday. Plenty of sunshine to start off, but we are going to continue to see an increase in cloud cover during the day as a storm system starts to approach from the southwest. We are going to see, after we started out today with temperature starting off below zero and in single digits, the high temperatures will finally climb into the teens for most areas and into the low 20s across the mid-Hudson Valley. For the night tonight, we are going to start to see the chance for some light snow across locations southwest of the capital region. A nor'easter is going to result in a winter storm over the eastern New York and western New England Monday through Tuesday, in which several inches of snow is likely by Tuesday night. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple fronts will move into the Pacific Northwest today, moving inland to parts of the northern Intermountain region and central California by Tuesday. The boundary will have a plume of moisture associated with it streaming moisture into parts of northern California and the Pacific Northwest. Rain and some higher elevation snow will develop over parts of Northern California and the Pacific Northwest through early Tuesday. The WPC has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall over Northern California and southwestern Oregon from Sunday morning through early Monday. The rain will be heavy enough to produce many localized scattered areas of flash flooding. The most vulnerable areas will be urban areas, roads, and small streams. Overnight Monday, the snow levels will lower over the region, with snow advancing across the Cascades and Shasta Mountains. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 94 at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of negative 29 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with a high near 30. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 25. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with a high near 28. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 32 and the normal low is 15. The record high of 58 was set back in 1913, while the record low of negative 26 was set back in 1948. Today's sunrise was at 7:10 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:07 p.m. It's a total of 9 hours and 57 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 19 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper teens. For the night tonight, we turn to mostly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop back down into the single digits. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking partly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching into the low to near mid-20s. And for the night tonight, we stay cloudy, but we will see a chance for some snow showers as we work our way towards the early morning hours. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking partly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the low to mid-20s, and for the night tonight, we will be mostly cloudy and see a chance for snow showers, especially after midnight. Overnight lows drop down into the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching into the low 20s. For the night tonight, we turn mostly cloudy and we'll see a slight chance for some snow as we get into the early morning hours. Overnight lows drop down into the low teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont, in the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to see partly sunny skies this afternoon, with highs reaching into the upper teens and low 20s. For the night tonight, we'll turn mostly cloudy and we'll see a slight chance for some snow showers as we work our way into the early morning hours. Overnight lows drop down into the teens. Heading into the day on Monday, region-wide, we are looking at snow showers becoming likely, especially as we work our way into the afternoon across the region. We are going to be mostly cloudy if you don't see snow, and highs reaching into the upper 20s. A winter storm watch will remain in effect from Monday morning through Tuesday afternoon as this nor'easter pushes through the region. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.